their soybean acres.
Proper residue management may be more important this spring since so little fall field work was completed. Golden Harvest agronomist Adam Arstead says getting the residue reincorporated back into the soil is the first step.
So it can be broken down by microbes and re-release nutrients such as phosphorus and potassium back into the soil. And one way we can do that is by resizing the residue, in other words, breaking it down more mechanically. And some of the things that guys do now is, you know, with chopping corn heads, corn head crimping attachments or tillage implements like vertical tillage, and some of those are ways that we can break that residue down.
Resizing the residue will also help with seed placement.
We want to have a nice furrow as we run our planters through. We don't want to have hairpinning going on. So the more we can resize that residue down to a manageable size, the better chance we have to have good emergence, which is this setting us up for yield. If we have uneven emergence due to planting issues and our row cleaners aren't working as good as they should, that can really damage the yield potential right out of the gate. So that's one thing we want to make sure we do is have all of our planter equipment adjusted.
According to